You know this, Uncle Tom.
Listen, sucker. I'm blacker than the Ace of Spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. And while you out there chanting at rallies and browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money front sucker on a Hummel that gets in my way. So I tell you what. When your so-called revolution starts, you call me. And I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking.
What up, world? It's your boy, Cool Man.
You got AK in the building.
You got your girl Monica in the building.
And y'all know what it is. It's time to plug them headphones in, put the kids to bed, and let's begin to listen. It's grown-ups talk. This week we're going to talk about that Childish Gambino video, and we're going to talk about these lynchings in Oklahoma City. Y'all know it ain't right. We know it ain't right, and it got to be talked about. Let's go.
What up, world? What's going on?
Hi, people.
What up with y'all?
I mean, I think this episode is going to be really interesting and spicy and a whole lot of arguments because I got some views today.
And a whole enchilada.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Are you ready, AK? That's my go-to.
Hey, yo, y'all know what this part of the show is. Y'all know what it is, know what I mean? This is the part we dedicate to you, know what I mean? You are fans, our viewers, our supporters, our support system, know what I mean? We appreciate y'all, know what I mean? It takes a special type of you to appreciate a special type of us, and we appreciate that. Y'all listen to us every Monday as we drop this content on y'all faithfully, know what I mean? We keep it lit for y'all, y'all keep it lit for us, and like I said, we appreciate that.
Definitely. And you already know my motto, like, share, and follow. And if you didn't do it, do it. And if you did, do it again and tell a friend. Let's go.
And if you got friends that got friends, nah, I ain't even going to fuck with
you. Why for a moment there, I was thinking, is that what he said before?
Yeah, definitely is.
I'm just making sure. Because every time you say it, I'm thinking for something. I'm looking for something different. But then you come out with the same thing. And I'm like, oh, okay, we're going to rock with it. Yeah, so I guess we're going to rock with it. So let's talk about this. I'm going to say his name wrong. I hack names all the time. Childish Gambino.
Gambino.
Childish Gambino.
Gambino. Yeah. Oh.
Okay. Danny Glover.
Gamble. I never, listen.
Danny Glover.
Listen, I never said that I knew exactly how to pronounce his name. I saw the video, but I never said. And if you heard me in the beginning, I said I'm good at hacking names.
No, I'm not.
So I mean, look,
see, it's starting.
You
already,
know I'm ready.
Right? Yeah, I see, she's
I got my hat on today. Right. I'm ready.
She's starting.
I came
already
in my hat.
Sight, man, sight. So listen.
There's tons of hidden. First of all, this guy is brilliant.
Definitely. Absolutely.
If he is going to make old people mad, he did it.
Yeah.
He did it, and I did it.
He's talented.
I did a whole experiment. No, let me tell you what I did. Because first of all, I work with ladies that are above age. Shout out to them. So I said to myself, this is me thinking. I'm like, huh, Monica, you got them in the car with you. Play the video.
Oh, shit. You did a social experiment?
Social experiment at its finest. So they're watching the video and it's good. They bobbing their heads. And then they get to the part where, you know, he comes in and the crier's getting it in. And he holds the gun. One of my ladies is like, what is he doing? She paused the video. She knew. I was like, wait a minute. I said, you want to play the full video? She said, no, because anything after that, I'm not going to like it.
Yeah.
And I said, why? It's the truth. She said, and that's the point.
Right.
So the other lady, she didn't continue. The other lady, on my next visit, I let her play. She played the whole thing through. But when that choir part came up, she said, I don't like this.
Word.
And I'm like, but it's the truth.
Right.
But what she pointed out was the tunnel vision of it, because she had to watch the video twice.
Yeah.
So the first time she watched it, she was so focused on those kids dancing. She swore on everything she loved, them kids is going to get hurt.
Yeah, as everybody.
I mean, when I watched it the first time, I was like, oh my God, them kids is going to get hurt.
Right.
But when she watched it again, she said, did you not see the horse? Did you not see the phone? Did you not see this? Did you not see that? She's pointing out everything. Because now she assured herself that the kids were fine. And she started looking around the bigger picture.
Right.
Yeah, and she's like, this is true. This is all the stuff that's happening.
It's a bunch of Easter eggs in that video.
Man, listen.
So, It was very, to me, eye-opening. Mm-hmm. What I took from that video is that it's easily to be distracted.
Definitely is. Ooh, you're taking my point.
It's easily to be distracted, and the, I guess, media is not per se the media, but just, yeah, the media.
Yeah, it is the media, what's doing it.
Well, the video targeted media overall.
No, yeah.
Yes, it did. We're brainwashed. We're looking at all these other things. We're stuck in a simulation.
Right.
We're not looking at the full picture, but I want to mention something because in the beginning of that video, I don't think anybody understood the significance of what that stance was about. They thinking, the young kids, they're looking at it like, okay, well, this is a gay man stance.
Right.
But this stance, if you guys didn't, if I'm sure a lot of people know their history while others don't.
Right.
But that's Uncle Sam. When mm-hmm. he's standing like that, is a picture of Uncle Sam. And if you look it up, that's his stance.
Now that
the gun that's pointing to the man's head is that's signifying that we're still in the Uncle Sam era, but we're killing ourselves.
Take their asses to school, Monica.
I'm just saying.
you just school me. That's some real shit.
But people looking at this video, they're like, oh my God, they're looking again. It's too many Easter eggs in this. You can dissect this in so many different ways and be like, oh damn.
Yeah.
Like, wow, he was speaking facts. Not everybody's a big fan on his music. I get it. But what he was doing was putting it out there. And it's not something that was like, hush, hush. He's out there. Like, the significance of Dancing on a Car, and that's the only jewel I'm going to drop because I'm going to recommend you guys watch it again. Because everyone's asking me, what do he mean? What do we mean by, what is he doing by him lighting a cigarette and then going up on a car and start dancing? So there's two people that he's portraying in that. There's this guy named, oh God, let me get his name right. Newton. What is his name?
From the Black Panther Party?
Yes.
Huey P. Newton.
The cigarette light up in the beginning, at that scene, was him signifying him.
Okay.
Because obviously we understood the injustice. He was, he had all types of injustice happen to him. He tried to build the Black community up.
Right.
And it, unfortunately, he was killed by Black drug dealers. We got that. That's the story.
That's what they want you to believe, right?
That's the story. But now, right. I'm going to keep it PG because I don't want to, you know what I mean?
PG is grown up.
No. There's reasons. Listen. They infiltrated and coerced people. Right.
Right.
Let's keep it just like that.
All right.
There's reasons. Let's keep it just like that. So that was the first significance of it. Now, if you guys want to elaborate, you can do that. But I'm gonna step back from the mic because you can have that.
You're gonna play the Martin Luther King. I'll play the Malcolm X.
Nonviolence. Did I tell you to start?
By any means necessary.
I cannot with you.
You said you're gonna start, so I gotta throw that rock first.
I knew you were coming for me. I knew it.
I had to come
it
for you.
It was signified.
You sent for me, Monica, in the very beginning. You did.
You know what? I'm going to let you get you. Cooley,
did she send for me in the beginning?
No, I'm going to tell you right now. Hush your mouth. Okay. Let me finish.
Excuse me.
Thank you.
Monica's talking to everybody.
Shout out to Don Julio. Back in the building, Don Julio.
So the other significant of the video, he channeled the Huey. But the segment of him dancing on the cars, this is about to mind blow you guys.
Okay.
He was actually signaling Michael Jackson.
I knew that, though.
Okay, so we didn't, but do you understand? Do you understand that. Why the dancing on the car is so big? Because we don't really talk a lot about it, but I'm sure there's a lot of talk about the whole Illuminati and, you know, people worshiping. Now, right. When Michael danced on that car,
that was him.
Yeah, it was him saying no, enough, no more. Right. That's when everything started going downhill with the accusations and, you know, whatever have you.
Yeah.
Because that video, I'm sorry not to cut you off, but that
video. Did I tell you to talk?
that video was very controversial with Michael Jackson when he was dancing in the car and all that stuff. And a lot of stuff got taken out the video. When they play the video today, it's very watered down.
Oh, God.
But
Watch the real video. Yeah, Shout out to Michael Jackson.
The real video is very influential. It's kind of like what Childish Gambino is doing today.
But a lot of people don't know that. A lot of people, and then if you notice while the camera is panning in to leave him dancing, if you notice there's a woman half naked sitting on a car. Mm. That is what we as our generation and generations other, that's what we're looking at.
Right.
We're looking, this is all we focus on. The naked women in a nice car.
So him every dancing other on a car, him dancing on a car is kind of signifying it's time to end that though.
Yeah, end it.
I got you.
Like a death to auto tune.
Like that's it. Yeah. Like the death of the horseman. You see the horse, the white horse.
Because that's what the horse signifies is death.
Death.
And then the police car was supposed to be hell. Right. Coming right after him.
Right.
Yeah.
So yeah. I mean that video spoke so many volumes, but it's unfortunate that we have to break it down because a lot of people they see a video and they call it garbage, but they don't understand the meaning behind the video
because there's a lack of appreciation for art nowadays. People don't get it, and like
AK was saying, titties popping out.
Yeah, but like AK was saying, like he shot the video the same way the media does the news, the same way the media does commercials, the same way media does all these different things when you're watching TV.
Did you ever see a white person run across that video, or is this all black?
To be honest, I don't remember seeing one.
There's no white people except the police.
All right. So, nevertheless, he shot the video the same way the media shoots their images that they want to shoot to us. Because we get so focused on what's closest to the TV and what's closest, we don't pay attention to the background. Back to what we was talking about when we had, I forgot what episode it was, when we was talking about the different type of people growing up in different type of environments. Like,
growing up, are you a product of your environment?
Yeah, like, we...
Oh, man, that was a very interesting episode.
Yeah, we're both looked at each other. I ain't coming for you.
But we were saying how, like, the way we grew up, we basically have to watch everything around us. We got to peep our surroundings. Like, we always got to have our head up and our eyes open.
Right.
And some people just so stuck in the simulation that they don't.
Their fantasy world?
Yeah, they in the fantasy world. They only see what's put in front of them. They don't ask the questions. They don't look for deeper meaning. They don't look for what's actually going on behind the scenes.
And I like to say, shout out to those parents. That's the reason. The parents is the fault. And I've said that in the last episode and every episode to follow, and I stand strong by that. The parents is the reason why their child is not aware of what's going on. Because I know growing up, pay attention to your surrounding. Make sure you check everything. And this generation is not there. Yeah, we're not catching none of that. We're living in this fairy tale world, so it's the parents first. So shout out to y'all.
I
don't take that back.
I ain't showing them out.
Shouting her out.
I think people nowadays are scared of reality. They mask it. They, know what I mean, or cope.
Why you think there's so many people on opioids and drug,
all these Molly's and perks
and all that shit. They running from reality.
Running from reality is exactly what I think. Like, nobody want to step up to the plate and face what's in front of them.
And this video is making them face it so much. Like, if you really, you really pay attention to it, you'll see, America is supposed to be this big, great place, do all this big, great things, and it's supposed to be religious base and all this, and they killing it at the same time. Like, it's all smoke and mirrors.
That's exactly what it is, smoke and mirrors. I think, there's, I don't want to,
you know.
No, listen. No. What I don't want to give you, I don't want to give you false information, but can't think of the names of the countries offhand, but I mean, it's some, like, I don't want to say third world countries, but it's some countries that supposed to be more violent and you know, I guess
more like places of just third world countries, period. Yeah. Everything that you think of.
Where are you getting your sources from? You getting your sources from the United
States? Listen, let him make his point.
He's trying.
He's struggling.
No, I'm not. What I want to do is describe it like so you can see it. That's all. But anyway, yeah, like these third world countries that are, they're thriving with, with good education in their community. They're thriving with a low crime rate or whatever the case may be. But
it ain't as high in diabetes. It ain't right. High in all
the health is a lot better off and stuff like that.
Right.
That's
every country besides America. That's what I'm saying. Country.
If you let America tell it, we're
civilized.
We're civilized and healthy and gonna live forever. Like,
we have
I mean,
high
it's
of everything, every right. type of disease possible. They have we have diseases here that nobody know of. Now all of a sudden, Africa have Ebola again.
Yeah, but that's how? A whole nother
okay.
story.
You're not even gonna get all that.
That's them putting that into people. You know, through the vaccines. So.
Matter no, fact, we're not going to get there.
No, no, hold on.
Should we get there? That's what we're doing?
No, hold on. Hold on. AK, go ahead. I'm going to let you finish.
No, no.
My bad to cut you off.
No,
yeah, I'm
well,
let you finish, though.
I made my point, and Monica helped me finish it.
Yeah.
So, no, I mean, I'm done. Whatever you want to say about.
No, I was just saying. My bad. I was just going to say
bad.
How.
No, so,
I think for that one moment, that 1 second, we was actually channeling what we were going to say.
Okay.
Y'all,
okay.
Y'all
so
for
we're
once
not,
was
we were,
on the same.
Yeah,
page.
We were on the same page today.
I'm wrong with that.
What'd you say?
I said I'm wrong with that.
Okay.
We're gonna shout out to breakthroughs. Now, what I was gonna say was with the Ebola thing that you was talking about, like that shit is coming through the quote unquote vaccines and them experimenting on people and shit. Like they putting that in the people over there.
Oh, I believe
and
it.
Making that shit spread. Like the same thing here. Like a lot of the cancer. Is they gave people cancer when they was doing the polio vaccines here. Like, a lot of people don't know, oh, you got to take the polio. You got to take the polio vaccine. And they're putting things. It's over 98 million people who have been put that cancer trait in them because of that polio.
Lab rats.
Yeah, like, because of the polio vaccine. Like, you could look it up. It, I mean, it's there.
No, I'm not going to look anything up. And you know, I'm very big on Google.
I know it's dangerous stuff to talk about. It's all right, but it's
listen,
the
you
truth
know what
is
I'm
the
gonna
truth.
Do.
No, right. Yeah, because they've been injecting us and with stuff for years. So
yeah,
I'll...
and they about to come out with, they got another 200 vaccines that they're working on now to get approved. And they about to inject us with all these different types of vaccines and all this. Listen, all I know is, it's coming, and they got control. Either you with it or you ain't. You know what I mean? You're doing it or you're not. You know what I mean? There's ways around everything. But that ain't the point of this episode.
Let me underline.
I just had
sure
to put that
ain't.
In. Shut your scary ass up.
Let
anybody
me,
say it? Listen. Don't
come
up.
Can I underline?
Is that you calling
can
me?
Can I underline something you said, Cooley?
Go ahead.
That they got control. That's what they want you to believe.
Right.
They don't have control.
But that's a whole other reason why I
right.
said it. Because
right.
it's the smoke and mirror. They got control.
Right, right.
Yeah, like, they got it. Okay. I mean,
so now that segment's over, guys. Listen,
no, that segment ain't. Listen.
No, I'm just gonna keep
but
popping
nah,
in and out.
Nah, cause you're scary. Listen,
by any means necessary.
Listen, this is
don't do this.
This is grown ups talk. We grown ups. We get to talk about shit like this.
We ain't gonna
we
ain't do
gonna,
this.
Listen, we ain't gonna get. We not gonna say anything or that's gonna harm people or have people come looking for us.
That sounds like a disclaimer to me.
Shout out to Don Julio.
Yeah, shout out to Don Julio. Anyway,
is that a disclaimer? All right, listen.
Anyway,
I want to talk about a major issue here.
All right, go ahead.
You know I love this topic because I love arguing. This racist mess that's going on.
You love this topic?
I do love this topic.
All right. She loves this topic. Go ahead.
I love this topic. listen, you can't take. You will never take my voice away from me. I'm talking about the whole racial. Pick and choose what we gonna throw on the media, what we not gonna throw on the media, what's worthy of throwing on the media and what's not. I mean, obviously, it's everything is worth it. And with this case, with this Oklahoma lynching that's not being placed on CNN, not placing on the Fox, not getting placed on MSNBC, all these media outlets, you mean to tell me that this is not something that's front line? Yeah, you could pick everything else frontline. I don't care about Khloe Kardashian or how cute her baby is. Let's talk about the real issues here.
You saw This Is America video, the distractions. They only going to show the distractions.
Right.
Well, I'm not going to talk.
It's up to us.
I'm not going to sit here and play like a dumbass and make
this is grown-ups talk and
make it seem like we're not
going
to talk about this issue.
Absolutely.
Like we got to, first of all, boycott the Waffle House.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
You really think people are going to do that?
No, because they fat and they want to eat.
Listen. All right. You got it.
All right. I don't like what's going on here. I don't. And I'm not going to sit here and say that we're going to have this little small segment.
That's like saying boycott Starbucks.
Yeah. Did that happen? No. I mean, I don't drink from Starbucks.
No.
Have you niggas
but
been
cheating? That's like the same thing. That's like saying the same
Listen,
thing.
Listen, you know why the boycott for Starbucks didn't happen? It didn't happen because they were more scared of the threat of the boycott than the actual boycott. The boycott didn't really even take, like, get his chance
but they
to
at least
gain his
worked
legs.
Out something.
And the CEOs and all that, they got ahead of it, and they did some old fuck it before they can disrupt any of our money. Let's get ahead of this shit and make it this way and do this and that. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, anyway.
Do you see how many people are getting slammed, body slammed at the Waffle House?
Listen, I did.
Why are the employees getting called? Why are they calling the cops to slam these people? Yet you have a man that shot up the Waffle House and it took about 3, 4, or 5 days to even locate the nigga.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's walking around here booty butt naked, how is it that you cops can't find the white man, but you want to talk him down? But when the black man is out with the prom with his sister, you decide you're going to chuck him up against the Waffle House. You're going to go ahead and
slam him. He was at the prom. I ain't agree with that. He was
chucking
his little sister to prom and all that shit. So.
Like, how we going to do that? Like, how one situation, we got a mass murderer out, and they taking their sweet, precious time, and you're going to diffuse the situation by talking them down. But then you got a black man to have a argument with an employee because the food was cold. He getting slammed up against the wall out of Waffle House, and a cop saying you're resisting arrest, and he decides he's gonna body slam him.
Yeah, choke
where
slam.
Are we doing this at?
He choked.
How does this work?
How you get choked out for selling CDs? This is America. This is the shit they do.
But this is what I'm talking about. The media will only place certain things out there, and obviously the media didn't talk about the Waffle House. We all probably found out about the Waffle House through social media.
Shut it down, Julio.
Yeah, we definitely.
No, that's not social. That's me getting upset. That's this happening.
But
I'm gonna shout him out.
Like AK said, this is what they do, man. This is nothing new. It's just the only thing new is these phones capturing anything. That's the only thing. Like, it's out there for us to see now. Before you had to witness the shit yourself. If you didn't see it back then, you only heard the stories. Now you see the shit every day you go on social media. It's always jammed in your face. Like, they know that it's happening. Like, they told us, what, 2 years before the last 2 years of Obama's running office, they was gonna start a race war. What they doing? Race war is in full
what
effect.
We're doing.
It's in full effect. Like, and
but you know what? People are feeding into it. People are feeding. Oh,
but
they have
hard.
A,
it's hard
a,
not
awesome
to.
Time.
It's hard not to when an injustice is being done to you and people like you in your community, and is not taking place in other places, to put it out there. So if anything crazy starts happening in the country, like, it's out there. This is all the root of the problem. The root is stop this shit. Let this shit cease. This shit make this shit wrong, and people will stop doing it. Like, make it known that this is wrong to do to people.
Dear white
stop
people,
doing it. But. It's not gonna be done.
So I'm just gonna jump right into what I wanted to say.
I wanted to, because it's so much
happening, and I see it, and it's just sickening. But this Oklahoma lynching with these two.
First of all, my bad, Monica. Men. Real quick, it's 2018, and we're about to talk about a lynching. Right. How fucking crazy is that?
Let's get a moment
of silence. Don't lose us.
I feel like we should get a moment of silence in. Because let them think on that.
2018 with a motherfucking lynching going on. What the fuck is this?
Shit is fucking sad. But continue, Monica.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
I just, you know, thank you guys for participating in that moment of silence.
Yeah, I had to give them a brief moment.
Like, I appreciate that. But this lynching is absolutely insane. And it's sad because you have two men. It's after I read the article and I read several sources, it seems as if they were there on business. Illegal business, but they were there. And you have four white people, three men and one female, that decide to rob these two black men and hang them. Take them off from where they was hanging, chop up their body, and pin them in a pond. If that's not the most, I just don't have any words for that. And just alone, it's not being covered by media.
That's hard to hear, yo.
Yeah.
That's hard to hear.
That's too graphic.
It's not even that it's too graphic. It's just hard as fuck to hear that. Like, that shit.
Shit like that still going on.
Right, yo. Like,
we still facing or still dealing with or still our kids got, is actually can see this shit or read this shit in the news type shit. So
my grandfather was hung when my father was two. He was hung right in Litchfield, Connecticut. He was hung, right? And my father was two. My father was born in 39. So in 41, there was still lynchings going on. This is 2018. You get what I'm saying? Like, that shit is crazy, bro. Like, to hear shit like that was happening to our ancestors is still happening to us now. And we don't even, we can't even trust the fucking law to do anything about this shit. Like, you feel me? Like, we don't even know what the fuck gonna happen with this shit.
Right.
That shit's crazy, bro.
Well, right now, they reported that it was an active investigation, but I don't see it going anywhere just because people are coming out and saying that, you know, well, yeah, these guys did this, but, you know, what are we going to do? Let justice handle it. But sometimes, I will be the first to tell you, sometimes the criminal justice system doesn't work in the favor of the black
people. Oh, hold up. Talk about
breaking news.
Rewind. Monica's telling us this, that?
This and Monica is seeing our views for
once. Listen, you agree with us?
Let me just turn over here and hump my shoulder.
Oh, but listen.
Okay. How many times do I have to tell you that I play devil's advocate?
Okay, I understand that. I respect that. I respect the devil's advocate thing, you know? Because you need balance. You need balance.
Even the professor, thank you for acknowledging that. Even the professors will tell you at the school that I'm at, sometimes the criminal justice system is not designed for a black person.
Sometimes.
It is what it is.
We know that.
Sometimes.
In the roots of it all is not.
Sometimes.
In the roots of it all.
Most of the time. Not some. Most of the time.
I mean, if you do a crime, you're going to do the time. It's simple.
Absolutely.
So let's not pretend like people are innocent.
But you shouldn't get more time for selling drugs than rape.
Who does that?
America.
That's like the heinous crime possible is a rape.
America.
That's why they have the URC for.
Right, but why is people getting more time for selling drugs than there are people that's getting convicted of rape?
Listen, we're not going to turn this episode towards
criminal justice. No, we're not. I'm just asking you a question about the justice system.
Listen, I am one man opposed to a hundred and thousands and thousands of people that do the legal system. You don't know what
I've been trying to tell you that, Monica.
You don't know what the background. I think you want to get flipped out of that chair.
Oh, listen,
don't start with me.
I don't want no problems. You
see?
Yeah.
Don't start with me.
Monica about to turn into Debo out this shit.
I just want to have a good debate. You know, talk to the people.
No, listen. Talk to my fellow grown up here.
She
didn't
want to flip me.
Again, there's a lot of there's a lot of factors when people are looking at cases, but I'm not going to touch onto that. I'm really concerned about these lynchings.
No, absolutely.
We can play with this yard another day, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Put me in my place, excuse me.
Here we go.
She had to take it there real quick. Ring the alarm then. Anyway.
I got people.
Yeah, shit.
They alarm, all around.
Alarms start going off and shit outside. Mm-hmm. Like, they here. They waiting.
I mean, business. But no, back to the reality of this situation, because clearly no one's giving any type of hype to this. And it's not even hype. I think I used the wrong word. It's not hype. People are not paying attention to this type of things.
Right.
And I feel like if we're going to pay attention to one situation that's isolated, we should pay attention to them all. Let's not pick and choose what we're going to focus our attention on. How do you guys feel about the media overall? Like, I know how we all talk about the brainwashing of the system. We talk about a little bit of everything. But how do you feel?
Well, me personally, I feel like the media, it only gives you what it wants to give you. It's controlled by the powers that be. They leak and expose the same media through worldwide, national, I guess. And it's this video I saw on YouTube, and that basically the media will use the same strategic ways to, you know, distract us in a sense. They would use the same type of violence, the same type of scenarios to portray in the media or on the news to get us up in an uproar or stir us up to distract us from something bigger. And a lot of the times when the media does that, unbeknownst to us, there's a new law passed.
I was going to say that.
There's always a new law passed.
Yeah, right. But like they pick specific signs, like while you watching the halftime show in the Super Bowl, this law is being passed to do this. Mm-hmm. Or I remember, I think it was a couple years ago, it was either the BET Hip Hop Awards or the Super Bowl. I think it was the Super Bowl while Beyonce was doing a formation.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And they was was talking about how they passed
the controversy with the Black Panther and she was
doing
that. Yeah,
they doing mm-hmm. all that, right? Mm-hmm. They putting up that mirror, and behind that, they passing a law saying that they can arrest you for anything that they want to arrest you for. Anything could be probable cause.
Anything,
now.
Right.
They can say, "Oh, I feel like it," and you gotta go with it. Like basically, they passing laws like that behind our back and not even knowing.
The law you guys are talking about is the Terry law, stop and frisk. That's been in existence since 1938. That is not a new law.
That's not nothing.
Just brought up. No, that's been around. What you guys are describing.
The stop and frisk law, Jay-Z protested with that stop and frisk law. And
it's still there. It's called the Terry law. If you
but
have reason
that's not, that's not
if
what
you
we're talking about.
If you have suspicion.
No, that's not what we're talking about.
I wish I had the law. It's something different.
Yeah,
it's something completely different.
Yeah, it's something mm-hmm. completely different.
I'm going to look it up.
It has nothing with you just like.
When was the law passed? Let me ask that.
The same. What year was that she did the formation and it was talking
Lemonade,
about
16. Yes, it was. I know. 16. Right.
So
I'm gonna look it up right now because honestly, the laws is. I mean, it's iffy. It
but that's just an example of
what goes on.
Like they putting up things. They got you so distracted by certain things that. They're doing other things behind the scenes, and they passing laws and stuff that we don't even have no clues going on, and they have everything to do with our freedom, our rights, and all that. Like,
but I think you know, to me, a lot of that have to do with us with lack of knowledge of what's going on in our community. If we stay more in tune to what's going on around us in our community, we would have the opportunity to be addressed with them certain laws that's put up into forefront and allow us the opportunity to fight or have our opinion on them laws. But it's up to us to be in tune and focused. Rather than be focused on this halftime performance by Beyonce,
right?
We should be focus on the CNN, this dude, you know, standing up
right
and passing this law right here.
Right.
So, I mean.
Even, it come down to even like the finals. The finals is right around the time for the Eastern Conference, Western Conference finals. And I mean, they about to go into that. Everybody's so, who going to end up being in the finals? Is it going to be Cleveland and Golden State again? Or is Houston going to take out Golden State? Or y'all so focused on that. Y'all don't even realize what's going on with the whole North Korea, South Korea, and a possible, I mean, war that this dude about to get us back in by pulling away out of the treaty that they had.
The peace treaty. Uh-huh.
Yeah, like, mm-hmm. they don't know. Like, it's exactly what you said. Some people care about politics, some people don't care, but at least to have the knowledge, like, of what's going on, it don't matter if you care or don't.
Exactly.
You should at least care enough about your family to know what laws are, because that kind of dictates how you have to move out here. Like, I
it
mean,
dictates
in the
how
world.
You have to live, not move.
Right.
How you have to live.
Well, you know, live for me is move. You
okay,
know,
okay.
You know I mean, those politics still apply to these politics. And, you know,
right.
Politics as usual. In the words of Jay-Z, you know.
Okay. Keep it funky, man. Keep it funky.
So I'm looking up the law right now, and. If this is something that was passed in 2016, first, let me tell you that law was vetoed. It was is in violation of the Fourth Amendment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I don't think that and again, it's policing the police on the stop and frisk, because that's exactly what it sounds like. So it's the same thing. They probably just tried to modify it to make it much better, and it was vetoed because it was in
policing
violation.
The police? Oh, yes. I like the sound of that.
No, it was vetoed.
I'm pretty sure.
I think it also was because it's, you know,
too good to be true.
Yeah, no, you're not. This is not going to even happen. It's a violation. Simple.
Anyway,
there we go. I just wanted to get that out because I don't want to get the wrong thing happening.
No,
and people
we're just saying like it's
that was just an example.
Right. Oh, okay. We never say it got passed or it got vetoed. We were just saying stuff like that.
Now you got clarification.
Right.
It was
right.
Something that didn't even touch the house because it's in violation of the Fourth Amendment,
They tried to push things like that when we have a big distraction.
Oh, of course.
So that was the only point in. Thanks for clearing that up.
No problem. Of course.
I don't think I like y'all getting along a little bit too much. Like, this ain't.
You like the beef. You want the beef.
No, I'm just fucking with y'all.
You like it. Just say it. Like we're at each other next.
I'm going to agree with Monica, and I'm just going to, you know, steer your
Thank
pot.
Thank you again.
Grind your gears, Cooley.
Oh, shoot.
But at the very beginning, Monica did say this episode was going to be very interesting.
Yeah, it definitely did. Y'all throwing everybody for a loop. Even my eyes going for a loop. Like, what the fuck going on here?
Our fans probably going to be confused. Like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Oh, they getting along.
Monica,
this shit might get good.
Right.
They not beefing?
Yeah, but back to the lynchings, though.
Another moment of silence.
Yeah, my bad.
She's just doing the whole moment of silence.
No, that's
it's
so
disgusting.
I mean, it's tragic. It's tragic.
It definitely is. All right. So, again, it's hard to hear, but it's hard to say too. So, all right. Back to that. Right. So, the fact that it's disturbing enough, the fact that it's still going on, right? But like y'all was saying, the fact that the media is not covering it. And the reason they're not going to cover it is because they're going to end up portraying
white
the
people in the wrong way.
No, they're going to end up portraying the people that were the two men that were selling the guns. Right. That's how the article go. Right.
Yep,
the two men that were selling were supposed to be selling guns to the four white men. Mm-hmm. And because of that. And it was an illegal thing.
Transaction.
Right. An illegal transaction. They're by them not covering it is kind of saying to us like. They kind of got what they deserve, which is some bullshit because no matter if they doing something illegal or not, they didn't get arrested for doing the illegal act. Like the deal didn't go down or anything. They ended up losing their life. No matter if you take the illegal action out of it, somebody lost their life.
Well, they try to dehumanize the black man. But I want to point this out. The reason why they're not, this is just my opinion on why they're not coming out
and I
want to
give my opinion
exactly.
Afterwards.
Wait your turn.
I'm just letting you know. I'm in line.
Okay. Be in line, okay? Formation.
Monica, we've been doing good.
We've been doing good. Yeah.
Let's not do this.
Right. Right. No,
you know that other Orta Eager comes out. I told you I have five different
personalities. I'm a Gemini.
But let's do it.
You know, my season is right around the corner.
Listen, the reason why I also feel like the reason why the media is not coming covering this because this is an embarrassment to the people of their kind. And I don't mean that to be mean or anything of the sort, but that's definitely an embarrassment. I mean, you have people out here that's dressed like black people. They got their heads turned to the back. They got the back, their pants sagging. They're using N-words, popping them N-words, bombs all over the place. And then here it is. Now you're doing an illegal transaction. How are we going to justify this? How are we going to make it so the black man looks bad and the white people look like the victim?
Because they're just going to emphasize
it's
the illegal transaction.
So,
at its finest.
My personal opinion, I believe if all parties was black and it was just a robbery on a gun, like a gun case, like, I mean, I'm not going to put no names out because some similar shit went down here in Connecticut. I mean, where it's a gun robbery and someone was charged and that shit made news, Facebook, all that shit. Of course, it's local. It didn't go viral. because, I mean, it's local news. But my question is this. I saw that was in the Oklahoma newspaper. Was it on the Oklahoma news as well?
It was on the news, but it only screamed about two or three times, and then it disappeared. Okay. And that's what the uproar is about, because it was, it's not something that is getting as much attention as it would
if it was.
Right. Mm-hmm. So they beat, you know, that shit in their head. Right. They're picking and choosing what they want to
brainwash us with.
Right. Which one is better, which one is not. But guys, we have a special guest in the house.
Yeah, we definitely do.
We definitely have a special guest in the house, and I see her over here. She's biting her tongue. She's screaming. Yeah. She's cutting in, and she's doing everything. So I'm going to introduce Sister Girl to the mic, and she got a lot to get off her chest. So
that's Sister Girl. That's a lot to happen, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome to Grown Ups Talk.
Definitely.
Welcome.
And I know there's a lot you have to say, so we're going to just turn the mic into you.
Come on now. You can't be coming up here, like sitting up here postponing this shit now. Yeah, come on, Blau.
All right, this is Sister Girl, sister to the SIGA.
Oh, my God.
No, I got to put it in there. That's right. I got to lay it out there like that.
Here we go.
I enjoyed all the topics that y'all spoke on tonight. I said, but the best one was the last one. Racism.
We always say the best for last.
Racism. It's out there. It's in our world. It's hidden. It's ducked. But it's just history repeating itself. When we talked about the lynching. We didn't talk. When y'all talked about the lynching and I listened.
Yeah.
I was like, history repeating itself.
Yeah.
It brought me back to a movie with Richard Pryde and Eddie Murphy.
That was Martin.
Martin Lawrence. Yeah, yeah. I couldn't remember. I kept saying
life. You talking about life.
Life. And I said that, life.
Yeah.
Now, you see how they didn't kill that white boy, but they were right there. And because all he wanted was his father's money clip back. He took it out of the pocket. Okay? Took it out of the pocket, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
The same people who killed that white man came and arrested them two black men and gave them life.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is America.
Yeah. Over and over again.
But, I mean, pay attention. Now come back to Gambino Charles.
Charles Gambino. Mm-hmm.
Bring that back. Pay attention.
Yeah. It's
right there.
It's all on repeat.
Absolutely. And I believe, I'm a firm believer of history repeating and repeating itself. So that's exactly what it's doing. And you're absolutely right. I don't know. It's so upsetting because me personally, when I, you know, thought about the future, I was hoping that, you know, my children, our children, wouldn't have to endure
Even us as adults, I was thinking we would never have to, like, we was just gonna move on, especially being in school and, I mean, having white friends and growing up with white people, and I mean, all these different races around us, like, I mean,
you thought it was more diverse now,
but it's being taught to the children,
definitely.
Cycle is not gonna stop.
It's not nothing that hate, you're born with.
Right.
Something
hate
that
is not hereditary. It's taught. Yeah. It's taught, right?
Yeah. It's taught. Yeah. So it's not gonna change. You're waiting for the breakthrough. There is no breakthrough. Until we really figure out that there's no breakthrough, we're gonna go through this all the time.
Shout out to Sister Girl.
She's been sipping on that Don Julio, too.
Until you figure out that there is no breakthrough. There is no breakthrough. Everything that the white man gave you was a joke.
It's always been that, though.
Wait a minute. Let's say this. We were supposed to get 40 acres of the mule.
Yes. Keyword supposed to.
You got your 40 acres. They call 40 hours.
Hmm.
That's your job that you punch into every day.
To school. God damn it.
Well, hold on. The 40 acres, that they're saying that we got is the 40 hours. Is that them saying that? Or is that what they telling us that we got to realize?
When you punch in every day at your job and you give them 109% and somebody come to you and complain, you were 2 minutes late.
Dang, my 40 acres.
Yes, it is, because you work in just the same way as the black man worked in the fields.
I get what you're saying.
But I know.
She's saying it's transferring. Like, she's saying we looking at our 40 acres and the mule, and our 40 acres to us is supposed to be the land, and the mule is supposed to be what helps us to continue to keep the land up. But she's saying your job
keep you on their land.
Like the 40 acres is turned into the 40 hours of time you got to put in for them to keep, I mean, keep their things going.
I understand that analogy, but I always thought that analogy of the 40 acres and a mule was for, like, you know, reparation. So with reparation, you know, is
that's how they fooled you.
Well, me getting a job and working for them ain't fooled me at all, because I'm still struggling. I'm still trying to pay my motherfucking bills.
They're not fooling me the same way that they lived in slavery. I don't care how big your job is. You always answer to someone.
No, that's a great point, because that touches on the point that we was making last week with the Kanye West about us being
stuck in a simulation.
Right.
New slaves.
Mental slavery. Slavery for 400 years. That was the big ordeal. That was the big thing that they were saying, that Kanye West said that slavery was a choice, or whatever the case may be.
A choice for who?
Who
made that choice?
Right. That's what the controversy was about.
But who made that choice? So slavery was a choice for Kanye's family.
No.
But not for all families.
No, he's not saying for his family. He's talking about for the whole race.
Excuse me. How do you pull the black out of a black person?
No, he's not taking away how they felt about us. He's talking about, well, my opinion, how we allow them to, you know, to treat us. Like, there was always a point where we could have fought back, or whatever the case may be.
Tell me one thing that you got that Kanye West don't.
Tell you one thing that I have that Kanye West don't. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got a bunch of stuff that Kanye West don't have.
Okay, so what makes you so different than him?
I'm not arguing the fact that we are the same or we are different. My thing was,
so how should he have felt comfortable by making that statement?
But we're not saying that he should be. What we're saying is that's the conversation we was having last week was exactly.
Who is he to judge?
He's not saying that he is
or that he is like the person to judge. He was in the right or anything like that.
I heard his statement constantly on social media.
Yo, you should have been here last week to make your arguments about Kanye.
I'm just saying his name was brought up in the topic.
No, right. No, but because I just thought what you were saying.
I mean, I don't feel that what he talked about. Me, my personal opinion, and yeah, I stated this topic last week. I don't feel comfortable about what he's talking about, because that's an opinion of one person.
But that's what I'm like. What we talked about last week, again, this was last week. If you didn't hear it, go back and hear it. And this is going to be the end of it. Mm-hmm. What we talked about last week was us not dwelling on what he said wrong or what was wrong about his statement. Everybody else is already putting out the same facts that we're going to sit here and spend the time and talk about. All we're going to end up doing is saying it in a different way with different different words, but we're going to say the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So what we did last week was we focused on the jewels he was dropping. And in those jewels that he was dropping was, we are basically choosing to put in the time to work them 40 hours for the next person.
That's
and
my
help
point.
Them build their 40 empire. Acres and a mule and mm-hmm. their empire and keep their stuff going.
The real 40 acres.
Right.
The real mule.
Right.
The right.
Real and mule. We're not taking the time to do that for ourselves. We take the Childish Gambino video, we look at it, and we see exactly what they want us to see, instead of what he's showing us is look around what they're showing you. Look behind what they're showing you. Search, research, look for yourself. And we don't do that. We take the time to think the way they taught us to think. We take the time to not ask the question why. We take the time to not find out who we really are and connect to where we really came from.
And we don't even want to.
Right. It's to the point. We're exactly.
Conditioned. Our condition has been conditioned. That's
our condition lets us say, if you're working in corporate 500 and a black man is still a staple, you go to the boss and you tell. Mm-hmm. And that same corporation, a white man take a leave for paper and nobody talks about it. Oh, well, you know, Billy's going home to make some copies.
Right, right.
He could have used this staple to hold his paperclip, to hold his pants together. But you just reckoned, you went to the pick people to say he's stealing from the job.
It's exactly what you said, though. We're conditioned to be like that. It's up to us now to break the chain.
Break and the cycle.
That's what Kanye was trying to get to. Like, that's what Childish Gambino is telling us to get to. They're saying very similar messages. They're sending it to us two different ways, but it's almost on the same wavelength. Like, they're saying you gotta find out your truth for yourself, be all the way about your truth, and get in touch with who you are, what you're trying to do, and push forth whatever they're telling you. You only have to be in this lane to be. You only could be in this lane to be this, or that lane to be that, and you only could shoot hoops or write rhymes. That's all you could do, right?
Right.
You only could sit on TV and say a couple of lines and act a certain way for us to laugh, joke, or cry.
That's like, the dream that they sell.
That's the dream they're selling. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to be in entertainment to make any type of anything if you're of our shade.
They don't say, period. Black man, go be a doctor. They right. don't say, black man, go be a lawyer. They don't say, they don't say that shit.
Just mm-hmm. like we were talking about with the lynchings, they're not showing that on... I mean, they're not showing that on national television, right?
The TV, social media show so much negative to the fact that most people don't even watch the news no more because they are tired of hearing about murdering, killing.
You ain't lying.
So
you
they
ain't lying.
Bypass the news. I bypass
you
it.
You know what? That might be one of the best things that some people could do. Because some people, the people that tend to do that.
That's what Kanye West was doing.
Yeah.
Sorry, not to bring that up again.
Yeah. the people that tend to do that, it's a couple of different people, right? It's people that watch the news, taking everything that they see on the news as the truth. It is the truth. They live by it. There's some people that watch it. They hear what's going on, go into deeper study to really find out what's going on. And then there's people that just say, more bullshit, I'm going to go and live life and find the real true meaning for me in life. You got to choose which person you're going to be.
Right, but the news was put into place to put negativity.
They say...
You notice how you read a newspaper topic and it says, man found dead unexpectedly. And you read into the situation and it was a man living in a house alone, passed away alone. So it wasn't unexpectedly. His family knew he was in there alone.
So the question is, are you asking, is there a bigger picture behind his death, or is
there isn't a bigger picture? You see, that little negativity that I gave you that could have been in place with the incident of the two black boys who was killed by four white people, that's how they shade stuff. They take little articles about us,
make it
seem like it's a big thing, mm-hmm. and then take a small, really, it's not really a small article because it's Oklahoma, and everybody going, where this happened at in Oklahoma?
Right.
But this type of thing happens everywhere, not just Oklahoma. Everything is not written up and publicized like it's supposed to.
No, I absolutely agree about that. I know there's a bunch of news and a bunch of stuff that happens injustly that doesn't even touch the surface of media, doesn't even touch the surface of, the news or whatever the case may be. It's so far buried that, you know what I mean, we would never be able to even uncover what's going on. So that part, I agree. It's a bunch of stuff that they do.
And the unbeknownst way how they keep us hypnotized.
Oh.
This is how you hypnotize.
Get out.
You can go into a bar.
Yeah.
And find 15 TVs on sports. What could you go to find 15 news episodes about different town, state, country on the wall?
To the news station itself.
Exactly. And then that's when they pick out, oh, we want this, we don't want this, we need this. Oh, this sounds exciting. Oh, I like this story.
But that's what I was saying earlier in the episode.
Facebook, well, read on Facebook that a fireman was working 30-something years in the fire department and had drugs in his system. He's still there.
That's every day, though. It's cops. Like, it's
but listen, dirty is
that
dirty.
whole system is officers, firemen. Like,
her point is, if it was you at your job, dirty, would you still be there? That's the point.
I will not answer this question on air.
That's the point. That's all.
No, I get the point.
That's just one way. That's me at my job. You at your job.
Yeah, I'm
gone.
Do you
know that?
Absolutely.
African Americans, like in order to get a job, they have to do a drug test, a background check, probably fingerprints, a dip of your blood,
depending on your
credit score.
Your credit score.
Right.
And whatnot. Who's your friends? So
mm-hmm.
It's just ways of stopping us from moving up. And right. They go in a job and it's not, they don't even have to take all that because, see, I know Fred and me and Fred been friends for a long time. Fred, get me in. Oh, you're in, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
That's
I
it.
Know.
It ain't what you know. It's
and
who you
Fred
know.
It's who you know.
He's
yeah.
a heroin addict, but he got a job.
Right.
I know. Listen, we're going to move on from employment because I get it and I understand.
This is America.
Exactly.
America. This is,
right.
That's it.
But it's just that they sit back, they decide what they're going to push, what agenda they on, and what they're going to do. All I know is it's up to you to consume it or refuse it.
Right. It's how
period.
Much you decide
that it's
you
all in
take
you.
It.
Like that's the one thing that no matter where you get it from, if it's them pushing it out there, if it's us telling y'all, if it's people you know telling you, you always have a freedom of choice.
Right.
Always have a freedom of choice.
Exactly.
Some things happen to people. I mean that they can't help no matter if they choice or not.
Yeah,
but
they say good things happen to bad people or bad things happen to good people.
Right. Like you always have a choice of what you are gonna learn, what you can learn, what you choose to believe or not believe.
Facts.
It's all up to you, bro. Like they could put whatever they want on the TV, but if you don't see the deeper meaning in it, or if you can't find the deeper meaning in it, or if it's just for the entertainment. Some shit is just for the entertainment. Like, fuck it. Sometimes you not going to be woke 24/7. Like, everybody need a exhale. Everybody need an outlet. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? And for the people that are woke 24/7, and I know your outlet is meditating and or whatever it is. Like, but
yoga or
right.
Yeah,
the average isn't meditating and yoga and all that. Maybe it should be, but it ain't.
Roll
like,
L, smoke a blunt.
That's
the outlet.
That's your meditation.
Mm-hmm. Have a drink.
Right.
Calm your nerves.
But, you know, even that can be, you know, not ideal to
meditation.
Everything is good in moderation.
A clear mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but man. How could you say that when they always tell us that a drunk person speaks a sober mind?
Because right. That's why it's called liquid courage. Because what the sober person don't have the courage to say, they get them drinks in their system and it'll
to
come
say,
out. It'll
right.
come out.
So
it'll what, always come out.
Right. What that meaning or what that saying is saying, basically, once you get the juice in your system.
Right. You get enough
anything
courage, you could do anything.
Right.
But that's another point Kanye was making. Like, the reason he was on those rants and acting the way he was acting, he didn't have the confidence.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Now he got back the confidence. So now he getting back to speaking how he feel. How he really, like, his freedom of speech. He really using his freedom to speak and think how he wants to speak and think, no matter who like it or who not. At least it's going to start and spark that conversation, and people are going to be on it.
And right, and I think that's another reason why, not to say what he said wasn't right as far as slavery was a choice or whatever the case may be, but I think what got people pennies in a bunch is the fact that they're not used to thinking for themselves or freedom of thought. So when they hear somebody that actually voices out their opinion, they want him to go with the grain so much that it hurts that they're going against it.
You know what's crazy, though? Because Kanye said to everybody in the uproar, but think about how many motherfuckers that really are sitting the fuck around with that same thought, just don't have the balls to say it.
Say it, right. No, that's...
Just
that's,
don't have the balls to say it.
That's exactly what I just said. Yeah.
That shit is crazy, yo. Right. I just had to put it my way.
No, right, right.
I had to hear you say it, cipher it through, and then refilter it for people who didn't get what you were saying.
Right.
I mean, just to show that we on the same page.
I get it.
All but right. Has Kanye dropped a new album?
It's coming. It's coming in the works. Right. Mm-hmm. It's in the works. His whole label got albums coming out.
Watch this. Watch how many people here go buy the publicity. It. Everybody, watch it be a crossover.
He's gonna. It's already there. He's right. Already gonna go platinum. We already know that Kanye is Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
And this conversation is beyond Kanye, to be honest.
But I don't think he had to do this in order for that to happen.
And I don't think that this was the reason he did it, though. Choice. I don't think that this was the reason he did it.
Right, this isn't like a motive.
I think it was because Kim was coming for him.
No.
No, I think.
Kim got the man. Listen, we're going to say that for another episode.
This is all love right here. I think what he's doing is all love.
Yeah, it's. He said it perfectly in that interview. He don't know how to verbalize how he's actually feeling, so sometimes it'll just come out and it'll be what it is when it come out. F it.
So he don't have no censor.
It's not that he don't have no censor. He don't know how to filter it in a way everybody can get it. You get what I'm saying? Like, he don't know how to say what he really means for everybody to get it the first time.
Right.
So you have to go back and hear it and
state.
No, he said that. He mentioned that.
I don't know. But is it that he's crazy or is that everybody else just ain't on his level? Listen, we running out of time.
Absolutely. Know what I mean?
So we got to wrap this one up, man. Listen, again, we appreciate y'all for appreciating us, man. If y'all learn anything from this episode, know what I mean, I hope that it's we got to stop the hate. We got to increase the love. We got to see people as they are. Humans are humans, man. Every life counts, know what I mean? I'm not talking about the Black Lives Matter or All Lives Matter, none of that. I'm just saying every life counts, man, period. Like, treat a human like a human should be treated, man, period. Love got to be love, yo. You got to love people, man, period.
Absolutely.
Love conquers all, man. We coming from a place of love, and we having this conversation because this conversation got to be had. We love y'all and we appreciate y'all, man. I am Cooley Man.
Hold up, Cooley. Hold up.
Oh,
sorry. My fault.
Shit. Go ahead.
Not to cut you off.
Go ahead.
But before you do your outro, I would like for our guests to do the outro first.
Word.
So, now I mean.
Change up the thing.
Now I mean. So, you do your outro.
My outro is that I listened, I learned, I soaked in, I vibed a little. And, you know, I'm going to say typically, I normally give these type of things a hard to go and whatnot. Y'all do an excellent job. Y'all talk, you know, this is grown talk. Let's say this. This
to
shit is grown talk.
Appreciate it. Appreciate
and whatnot.
It.
You touch numerous topics, which is good. I can't say nothing. This is the younger youth picking up where the older youth was. It's no negativity. It's a strong vibe and whatnot. You ought to love it or leave it.
Okay.
You know, you can take it for what it is and use it as knowledge, or you can leave it where it be and walk around deaf, dumb, and blind.
There you go.
But this is Sister G.
You heard it here first.
G to the L and whatnot. I'm telling you, New Haven, plug in to the grown and sex. Oh, grown up.
Here she go.
Grown and
she
sexy.
She about to say the grown and sexy guy. Shout out to Don Julio.
Don Julio. She's trying to go out tonight.
She Don Julio got her feeling it.
Right.
She about to call her husband right now. So, hey, yo. I am Cooley Main. You can find me. You can find me everywhere under the name of Cooley Main. Or you could just contact me through anything Grown Ups Talk, man. I'm everywhere, they never there. If you hating, I don't even care.
Oh shit, I like that.
Yeah, okay. I got one for you. Bang, bang, bang. Nah.
It's your boy AK signing out, checking off. And you already know my motto. Like, share, and follow. And
follow.
If you didn't do it, do it again. Well, if you didn't do it, and then do it again, and then tell a friend. But, I mean, this is Grown Ups Talk. You can find me on anything Grown Ups Talk. It's your boy AK signing off.
Shout out to our sister Monica. I mean, she had to step off real quick. But y'all can find her everywhere under Grown Ups Talk.
Anything Grown Ups
Talk. Anything Grown Ups Talk. You know what I mean?
The real Monica.
The real Monica on Instagram. You know what I mean? She around. We around. And we appreciate y'all for being around, man. We out of here.